There's a beautiful melody in F. Anton Rubinstein scored that, and we had the wonderful Lithuanian cellist Vytautas Sondeckis playing that one with the Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra. And that leads me to the violinist, founder, and artistic director of Music Niagara, Atis Bankas. He's on the airwaves with us this afternoon, joining us to tell a little bit about the Music Niagara series, one of Ontario's most distinctive summer music destinations, bringing together internationally acclaimed artists and all kinds of genres, emerging talent, jazz, classical, choral, crossover performances, and the excellence that we will have in this beautiful region of the world. Welcome, Atis.
Great to be with you this morning.
Wonderful. Great to have you. How do you feel? It's been nearly three decades, 28th season. Did you ever imagine Music Niagara would be thriving so well after all these years?
Well, I'm proud of the achievement of longevity. However, I don't feel old at all. The good thing I started when I was 15.
That's quite a bit of experience you have there. Whole generations of music making you've seen over the years. Yeah. Has the audience changed since you started in the early years?
Well, yes and no. You know, I was told and coached in some ways without this person knowing it. And I'm talking about James Campbell. He told me years back that you know, the older people are coming, but, you know, decade after decade. But those are not the same old people.
Not the same. Yes. It's perpetual. Right.
Exactly. People have more time and know more finer things of interest and lifestyle, etc. So that's what it's all about. And it's very accessible. Music Niagara, this is very accessible for everybody. You don't have to be in a high bracket of income to enjoy music.
Exactly. And you've made it so accessible for everyone to enjoy. I remember talking to James and he said running a music festival is like a jigsaw puzzle where the picture changes each year. There are, you know, new challenges. And I love the way you've made mentoring young artists such a priority at your series. Young Virtuoso series tickets are only $19, which is also a wonderful way to get people to join all this wonderful live music you're bringing to the community. And we'll get to the boys choir in a second, but I just want to talk a little bit about your new Women in Jazz series, a major addition. I notice you have quite a bit of jazz. There's the evening of jazz with Club Django, and also these wonderful women, Heather Bambrick and Friends, Broadway. They are so charismatic. Tell me a little bit about what audiences can expect this year.
Well, Heather Bambrick is great. She has a good following. Alex Pangman as well should be mentioned.
Yeah, Alex Pangman.
So she's terrific. Again, they developed their own following in Niagara-on-the-Lake and Niagara region. So there are so many. And Shannon Butcher, you know, so it's terrific, really collective of women that are Canadian women, I must say, in jazz and doing really well.
Right, right. And so they're playing with the name. Instead of Broadway, they're calling it Broadsway. And they do everything from Gershwin, musical theater, cabaret, all their, you know, they put their unique spin on a traditional jazz concept.
Very honestly, what they do and how they do it. And then,
yeah, a lot of fun.
People get to know a little bit of the backstage relationships and stuff like that. So it's very interesting, quick moving, things that I like, you know, to keep audiences entertained.
Yes. Yes. Well, I would be remiss not to mention your incredible Lithuanian connections that you're bringing. You mentioned some of the emerging artists, pianists. There's a soprano. I noticed you might have to help me with the pronunciation. Lipas Bakauskas.
Yeah, that's correct. She just sang with us at the opening just 2 days ago. On the 14th, but the choir is—it so happened that you know, obviously coming from Lithuania makes that possible. I go back to the old country for musical visits, touring, and then some festivals myself and concerts. So I'm doing kind of my fair share about that.
Right. And you're also bringing one of the most celebrated youth choirs in the Baltic region. Just thrilled to have them join us, the Lithuanian boys choir, Dagilėlis.
That is correct. Beautifully, really, the boys choir have a specific sound to it, you know.
Right.
Like the girls choirs have a specific sound. So there's something special about this choir. They do so many things, so many genres as well. And that includes some acting and during the singing and very well staged.
Terrific. Yes. And I just heard their artistic director has received Lithuania's highest choral distinction, the Golden Bird Honor, Remigius. So we're all the more thrilled to have them in Canada for their tour.
And, you know, I've spoken to him many, many times on the yeah. phone, but I never met him in person.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And then you have this joyous Pops finale. You have Quartetto Gelato, of course, Club Django, we mentioned, and then the great Canadian Dueling Pianos. We talked a little bit about that this morning on our show. So is this your way of saying, you know, classical music festivals don't have to be exclusively classical anymore?
Exactly. I started that long, long time ago. Once I read it, it took me a few years to read people's taste in Niagara on the Lake, particularly. And clearly, there are so many people with different tastes living in the area. And this, the Dueling Pianos, the duet, they're funny, they're upbeat, they're classical, and everything what is not classical.
So, non-classical, going fully classical. Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Atis. You heard it from the artistic director himself. Music Niagara's 28th Summer Festival runs throughout the summer in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And you heard about all the genres, classical, jazz, choral, pops, emerging artists in some of the region's most beautiful venues. Get more information, get the full schedule. Tickets, concert packages are available at musicniagara.org. Musicniagara.org. It's well worth the trip. Any closing thoughts, Atis, before we let you go?
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and looking forward to see new faces. And thanks again for giving me a spot.
Oh, yes. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And keep that wonderful momentum right into your 30th anniversary coming up very soon. We'll be super excited to welcome you back on your slot, and especially all this wonderful artistic excellence and young virtuosos that you're bringing to the community. Thanks again to you, Atis.
Thank you.
Till next time.